The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depth of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord. Probably none of you got up this morning and said, "Lord, send me a lot of trials." Okay? Did you? I doubt it. St. James says that God sends trials. He says we should thank God for the trials that he sends to us. Trials. One occasion, St. Francis of Assisi went through a day without a cross, and he said, "What a cross it is not to have a cross." Also, St. Louis de Montfort, they went through a day in which they didn't have a cross. "What a cross it is not to have a cross." Have you ever prayed that? No, because we're not St. Francis and we're not St. Louis de Montfort. Maybe one day we'll arrive at that level of holiness. How would you like it if after the Mass you came up to me and said, "Father, give me your blessing"? Of course. May God give you many small crosses today in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen or oh me. Oh. That would be the way in which St. Louis de Montfort would bless his friends. May God bless you and give you many small crosses. How countercultural that is, right? As we have the cross and we want to maybe give it to our wife, right? Or maybe give it to someone else. But we run away from the cross. There was once a Lenten mission in which the priest gave to everyone that Good Friday a little cross. He said, "Now I want all of you right now to lift up your cross." So in the very back of the church, there was a lot of commotion because a woman was trying to lift up her husband. £220 of him, okay? So that's one idea from the letter of St. James. Invite me to read St. James. We're going to be reading St. James this week. Don't start with chapter 6. Because there's only 5 chapters, okay? Okay. So you could read through all of St. James, probably in a good 45 minutes. It's short. But he seemed to be almost like a New Yorker, you know, very blunt and to the point, very practical. So the few minutes I have at my disposition today, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the saints that we celebrate today. And I would be surprised if you knew these saints. They're not as well known as Francis of Assisi or Teresa of Avila. But it's, in the church, we've never had saints like the ones we celebrate today. Actually, we celebrate seven saints today. So about 800 years ago, these very successful businessmen, try to imagine some Wall Street businessmen, where my father worked many years ago, Wall Street, New York, they decide they're going to leave everything. And they said everything to follow Christ. Can you imagine the stir that must have started in Florence, Italy, where they're from? In Firenze, if you speak Italian. It would have been a shock. Two of the men were married. Another two were widowers. The other three never got married. So what they decided to do was to give all they had away. Give it to the poor, give it to their family members, and dedicate themselves totally to God. It's shocking if you think about it, because they would probably be millionaires today, and they were leaders. So they'd be like, if you like, they would be CEOs today. CEO, millionaires, there you have it, okay? Got the scenario? Giving up everything to follow Christ. And they did that. So the married ones were able to, they probably were, had older children, they were able to arrange their family situation, and they went and they bought a house in the top of Monte Sinario. Ever been to Monte Sinario? Probably not, right? It's the top of a hill overlooking Florence. And they decided just to live there. And their intention was to live a contemplative life, so they could dedicate themselves to prayer and silence and penance and give themselves totally to God. But what happens is holiness is very magnetic. It's very magnetic. It attracts. So the people were so shocked at these people that they decided that they wanted to go up there and check this out. And they asked for prayers and they asked for advice, and some young men even wanted to follow them. So they founded what is called, you've all heard of this if you've ever been in Anaheim, the Servite Order. Okay? The Servite Order. So these are the founders of the Servite Order. They've got a school there in Anaheim, right? Pretty prestigious high school in Anaheim. So today is their titular feast day. Okay, even though they were different, they had one point in common. Can I tell you what it is? Something we all have in common. How many people here love Mary? How many people here are Jehovah Witnesses? Okay, good, okay. Otherwise you wouldn't raise your hand, would you, okay? All of us love Mary, right? So this is the message for us today. All of you should renew your consecration to Mary today. Amen? Okay, renew your consecration to Mary today. Many of you have gone through the consecration program with me. Renew your consecration to Mary today. Second is this. Pray the rosary every day. Since the beginning of the new year, I've made a proposal to pray four rosaries a day. I've done it so far. Sometimes it's hard. And it's just a matter of priority. Yesterday, I had such a busy day, no lunch. Forget about eating lunch. No, I won't eat lunch, okay? Better to pray the rosary. Amen? Maybe you wouldn't do that. But I think praying the rosary is more important than eating a hamburger. Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, eating's not that important. More important praying, right? What's more important, your body or your soul? Yeah? Our body's important, but our soul is much more important. And the third is this. Try to bring, marry to someone, and try to bring someone to marry. Amen? Yeah. Try to bring, marry to someone, try to bring someone to marry. If you do that, when you die, guess where you're going? You're going to go to heaven. Because Mary is the quickest, easiest shortcut to the heart of Christ. Amen? She's the shortcut. So let's renew our Marian consecration today. Try to bring as many people to the heart of Mary. And she'll bring them to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Amen.